says, and more than that, you have to check out now 20 amos all around to make sure there are not more mason there. In other words, since you found now 3 mason buried there, most probably this ground here is the Beis HaKvaros, and you don't know about it, but there could be other mason there also. So you have to check out 20 amos all around. Motze echad b'soifesim, let's say at the end of 20 amos you found another mace, is boidik emenul halonesra mama. You have to check out another 20 amos. Sure, raglan ladover, because most probably this is in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros, and therefore you have to check out another 20 amos. But chilu tchilo motzu noit les vusosai. But at the beginning, like we said, if you only would have found one, like this is the first time you found one, then we would say it's not a Beis HaKvaros, but rather it was just put there for a while, and then you would be allowed to pick him up and bury him someplace else. That's called pick up night loy, p.s. fusasai. This the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, motza if you find him, pratla matsuya. That means pratla fuki if we know he was there. I tell you, it says pirishri, that means shimhoya yadua, loyhoya night loy. If we knew he was buried there, then you're not allowed to take him away. Like I said, the Svara, if we knew he was buried there, then they put him there to stay, you can't pick him, take him away. Mace prat lorin, not if he was killed. Mushkav, if he's lying down, prat liyeshav, not if he's sitting up. If he's not buried, sitting up. Kedarkoi prat lishiroisha munach ben yakoisav, that his head is bent over between his knees. And Tony Ula ba'achanina, meisha chosa, if a mace is missing something, ain't like tfusa. Then you can't take the ground with him. Vuloishchunas kvaris. He doesn't have can't make up to be part of a base of kvaris. Now, the Cholhan in my time, what's the reason these cases here, if he's sitting up with his head down, you can't move him? My time, Eloyim Rinan, because Dumadikhovimu. Here we're afraid that's a guy, that's the way they bury Goyim. Now, the Jew is not buried that way. You don't bury a Jew sitting up with his head bent over between his feet. So if you find him like that, then we know one maybe he's a guy, you don't move him. But if he's lying down flat, that's the din of the Mishnah, you didn't know before, you have a right to move him. Motzeshnaim, Rosh Shalzeh, Betzan, Maglosh Shalzeh. You find two of them. That the head, one head is next to the other one's feet. And Shalzev, Rosh Shalzev, Besar Melosh Shalzev. Two may sin, the head is near the feet, and the other one's feet near the head. Is Ein Latzfusa, Vulay Shchunas Kvoros. The same thing, they don't have a shame. Tfusa, you can't take them with the ground, it's not called the Besar Kvoros. You don't bury people that way. Motzah Shlesh, you found three of them. How could you do it? One we knew was buried there. Oishnayim Tchilo, two of them we didn't know about. Oishnayim Tchilo, two of them we didn't know about. Ushnaim Yiduim, but two of them we did know about. Ein lem tfusa, we ain't lem shchuna kvaras, the same thing. Since there's at least one there that we knew about, that he was buried there, it's not called a tfusa, you can't take him away. It's not called a beta kvaras either. Emaisab Rebbe Yishevav, Shebodak Amotza Shnaim Yiduim, we found two people that we knew were buried there. Viechot Chila, one person that we didn't know about. Obikas Asayasam Shchunas Kvaras, he wanted to make it for beta kvaras. That's a look. If you find three mason, it's called the beta kvaras. Amalei Rebbe Akiva, no. Kol shegiyas lorik. Whatever you're trying to do is for nothing, in vain. Yegiyas loyomru shchunas kvaras ala gimel yiduim ala shloisha tchila. From the Gemara takes out this gear. So it should be, if we know, then it's okay. But we only, when you find them, it's only if you have three of them that you don't know about. Then we can name on their putz l'shem beis kvaras. But you can't mix up the different things. Alright, we'll stop here. I will stop here. Mishama go over this last Gemara again from the Gemara on the next tape. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Samachayim and Aleph. We go over again the Gemara again right from the beginning of the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says like this: that Motzah. That the Mishnah says that we find a mace. If you find one mace buried, you're allowed to like rebury him someplace else. Prat laMotzah. Not if you know he was there. The Motzah means you knew he was there. So then the Stama, he was buried there in intentions to stay there. Then you can't remove him. Mace is prat lorik, not if he was killed. If he was killed, then it's a shalom, maybe he was a guy, and then we don't remove him. Mushkav, he has to be, the mace had to be buried flat, lying down. Prat liyoshev, not if he's sitting. Kedarkoi, prat lishiroshay munach ben yakosev. Not if the mace was buried and his head was between his feet. And Tani Ula ba'achanina, is another chiddush, that mace, shechosar, if you haven't found a mace, but something is missing of it, is ein lo tfusa. In all these cases, it doesn't have a tfusa, means you can't remove it with the ground around it. And v'loi shchunas kvuras. And it doesn't make up a cemetery either. Why? V'cholhan in my time, what's the reason? V'cholhan in my time, alei aminon, because dil mordik chavimu. We're afraid maybe it's a guy. Like once we find him buried, not the way a Jew is buried, we have to be afraid maybe it's a guy. Therefore it was buried sitting, or with his head down, or else even chaser if he's missing something. Like he was killed, also it's a shalom, maybe it was a guy. So therefore then it doesn't have a din tfusa, we don't remove it with the ground around it. Weiter. Motza shnayim, if you find two mason that were buried, roisha shel zeh, bitzad raglav shel zeh, you find the head next to the other one's feet, for roisha shel zeh, bitzad margloisa shel zeh, and the other one's head against this one's feet, is ein len tfusa b'lo shchunas kaburos. They don't make up a cemetery. And the same thing, since that's not the way Jews bury, so you have to be afraid also. The Rashi says, you have to be afraid, maybe these are two goyim buried this way, a head next to next one's feet, the next one's feet next to his head. So therefore it does not make up a cemetery. Because the halacha of a cemetery is only if you have Jews buried there. But what about Motza Shloisha? You found three mason buried. Ha'echad Yedua, one of them though was known, he was put there to stay there like. Ushnayim Tchila, but the other two mason you found was, you didn't realize, nobody knew that they were buried there. Oy, the opposite. Shnayim Tchila, you have two that the first time you found them. Ushnayim Yeduim, and two mason you know that were buried there from before. It does not make up again a cemetery, a shunas kaburas. Because the kaburas have to be either three mason that were buried there on intentions, yiduim, or else three that are not yiduim. That makes up a shuna of a basic kaburas. So if you have a mixture of two and one, two and two, that's no good. And Maisa once happened the case, Rabbi Yeshevov, Shebodak, he was checking out his grounds, Umotza Shnayim yiduim. And he found two mason that were buried there that people knew about before that he was buried there. But v'yechot chila, and he found next to it a third mace that nobody knew that was buried there yet. O bikesh laseisen shchunas kvaros. See, if so, now the maisi has three mason buried next one next to another. So that's chur that he thought that's the din of the Mishnah. So when you find three of them, it has a loch of a cemetery. Then the mela, you have to be boydik further. And you can't remove them, then we say for sure they were buried there in intentions to stay there, so you can't remove them. So that's what he wanted to do. Malay Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said back to him, no, kol shiyagas larik, yagas. Whatever you want to try and do now is in vain. Because lo yomru shchunas kvarois, elo legimu yiduim, or lishloshet chila. That's what you have a loch of a cemetery, that we say they were buried there in intentions to stay there, and we can't move them around. That's CDF 3. That's Yedua. We know they were buried there, Lechatchila. Well, the Goyim says you should be moichik this first part. But the Iker is, if you have three that we found Chila, three Mesim that all of a sudden you found them there, so that also makes up a cemetery. That we say most probably they were buried there with intentions of staying there, so it has a lock of a cemetery, so you're not allowed to move them. Right. Then the Gemara says, Noit learn v'yes fusosim. So our Mishnah says if you find a mace, stam that happened to be buried in your crack, in your ground, so you're allowed to remove him now, because we say most probably he wasn't put there with the intentions to keep him there, but stam they only put him there for a while, but for sure, like it's not a cemetery, so most probably they had intentions to move him eventually to a cemetery. So therefore you're allowed to remove him. But when you remove him, you have to take the ground underneath also, and the swarers will soon see is because we're afraid some of his blood, or his leches, the body, the juice of his body came out and went into the ground. So therefore, the three tefachim underneath him, you have to be afraid is also part of the mace is in the bottom part of the ground. Therefore, when you remove him, you have to remove the tfusa, the ground underneath him also. Now the Gemara says, heichi dami tfusa. What's called the tfusa? How much ground is called the tfusa also? So, Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Makro. The post or of stam. What's the case talking about? Forget about what the shear is. So for Hechidem, what's the case? Omer Rav Yehuda Makro. The pasuk says on the saw sani mimitzrayim. That what that Yaakov told the brothers, his sons, the Shvatim, that when you go out of Mitzrayim, take me with you. On the saw sani mimitzrayim. That means toil imi. Take me also. Or imi means with me. In other words, take some ground with me. when Yaakov sold, when you take me out of Mitzrayim, take some ground also. Ve'kama shir tfusa, how much ground is it that you have to remove with the mace himself? So, pirush Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, noitel ofe tichuach. You have to take all the soft ground around there. Ofe tichuach, that's the soft ground, that must probably was soft because they used it by shoveling up the grave, or the mug that played the hole there. Ve'chayfe bebsula gimel etzbois. The psula means the ground that was never touched yet. Like a psula, that was the hard ground. Even in that, you also have to dig down three tefachim. The Rosh Nitura de Mitzrayim Kedorosh. So that's what the actual pasuk is teaching us here. Now the mal, you have to take some ground also. So how much ground is it? So we say now it's the soft ground, and also three tefachim of the hard ground. The ground that's psula, that was not touched yet. Meisva have a kashrut, and Tois explains. Tois says the kama next place third in the bottom kama shir tfusa. So have a Reb Lazar b'doshu amaru anet lof v'tchuach. Tchayv b'kak masul shalshes boys. For Yerushalmi meforish shemoyel hameis yared v'kak ad gimel etzbois. Because we have to be afraid the liquid of the mace himself goes out and goes into the ground. So therefore, three tfachim down in the ground, you have to be afraid it's still part of the mace. You have to take that also. Right. Meisra Avakasha. The Kama Shia Tfusa. How much of the Shia Tfusa of the ground you have to take with the mace? Pirish Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik explains it like this. He says that Noitel. We have the Girsa Noitel Esakismin. The gross of the Girsa should have been Boris Atzroris Vesakismin. That you have to separate. Kitsunotla Sakismin, Vesaksosois, Vesorik Esavadoyim, or Maniach Esasvekus. When you want to clean out the ground there to see if there's any tumas mace, you have to throw away, take away the Vadai mace, and you leave over any part of the Svekus, whatever's a suffix there. So these Ksosois, these are also, or the way the Gorn's Girsa is Sororis, pebbles. Yes, like some and little pieces of wood. Those you take away. Well, his girsa was boreres atzeres vesakismin. For not less avadim niyachas asafik. V'zeh ofer kivrois mole tarvut. And it says now what vesakismin bezorikas avadim niyachas asfekois. The asham mitzarif l'roiv binyonoi. And the rest was left over is mitzarif to make a roiv binyon of the mace. The majority of the body of the mace shomace. Well, the roiv atzomis and also a quarter of a kav of atzomis you need to make tumas oil. And lamole tarv of record. And also the rest makes up the rotted part of a mace. You have a spoonful of the record that also makes tumas oil on it. But I call upon it from here at Smashmo, all you have to take with the tfusa is just a vadai. What's a vadai part of the mace and nothing else? That you don't have to go down into the ground, Mashmo. You only have to take what's a vadai part of the mace. And you just got finished saying no, that you have to take all the soft ground around, and even further down, you have to go three tefachim. And here it's mashmano, three etzbois, right. Three etzbois, right. Amar Rabbi Yechonah, Mishum ben Azai, Sigmarin says, Hu diyo makiyai tan. Enoch Naimah, this price is not like him, but I'll tell you that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadi, goes like this Tana. The Tanya we learned, the Kam Mashiach Tfusa, how much ground has to go with the mace? What's called tfusa? Tfusa, like he's tough, like he's grabbing onto it. How much ground is cool like the mace is grabbing onto? You have to take all the soft ground. And then further down into the hard ground that was not touched yet, that you have to go three etzbois. So Kitzur, this stems very good, the way he said that you have to take three etzbois of the hard ground. Then the Mishnah says, what if you find three mason buried one next to another? So then the locher is that you have to check for more, because you have to be afraid it's a basic forest, and you have to check more